Part 5. Return to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls. Were you able to relate to one or more of the challenges discussed in this brochure? If so, you are in good company. Many faithful servants of God, both in Bible times and in our day, have dealt with similar challenges. Just as they received help from Jehovah to overcome such challenges, so can you. Be assured that Jehovah will be there for you as you return to Him. He will help you to deal with anxiety, to resolve hurt feelings, and to find the peace of mind and heart that comes from having a clean conscience. Then you may once again feel moved to serve Jehovah along with fellow worshipers. Your situation will be similar to that of some first century Christians to whom the Apostle Peter wrote, "You were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls." 1 Peter 2:25. Returning to Jehovah is absolutely the best thing you can do. Why? You will bring joy to Jehovah's heart. As you know, Jehovah has feelings, so our actions affect Him. Of course, Jehovah does not force us to love and serve Him. One Bible scholar put it this way: there is no handle on the outside of the door of the human heart. It must be opened from within. By worshiping Jehovah out of a heart full of love, we can choose to open that door. When we do so, we give Him a precious gift, our integrity, and we bring tremendous joy to His heart. Really, nothing can compare to the happiness we experience from giving Jehovah the worship He deserves. Moreover, when you resume your Christian worship, your spiritual need will be filled. In what way? People around the world wonder, why are we here? They hunger for answers to questions about the purpose of life. Humans have that need because Jehovah created them with it. He designed us to find fulfillment in serving Him. We can have no greater satisfaction than that which comes from knowing that we are worshiping Jehovah out of love. Please know that Jehovah wants you to return to Him. How can you be sure? Consider, with much prayer, this brochure was carefully prepared. It was brought to your attention, perhaps by a Christian elder or another fellow believer. Then you were moved to read it and respond to its message. All of this is proof that Jehovah has not forgotten you. On the contrary, He is gently drawing you back to Him. We can gain comfort from knowing that Jehovah never forgets His lost servants. That is what a sister named Donna came to appreciate. She said, "I had slowly drifted away from the truth, but I often found myself reflecting on Psalm 139, 23, and 24, which says, 'Search through me, O God, and know my heart. Examine me, and know my anxious thoughts. See whether there is in me any harmful way, and lead me in the way of eternity.' I knew that I didn't belong in the world. I never really fit in there. And I knew that Jehovah's organization was where I needed to be. I began to see that Jehovah never left me. I just needed to find my way back to Him. And I'm so happy that I did." It is our sincere prayer that you too will experience once again the joy of Jehovah. Nehemiah 8:10. You will never regret returning to Jehovah. Answers to questions about returning to Jehovah. Where do I start? A person who has been physically ill may need to resume his normal routine gradually. Likewise, you can build your strength as a Christian by trying to take in at least a little spiritual food each day. Do not feel that you have to do everything at once. Perhaps you could spend a few minutes reading or listening to a recording of the Bible, studying one of our publications, browsing the JW.org website, or watching one of the programs broadcast on TV.JW.org. Also, try to attend a congregation meeting as soon as possible. Above all, pray to Jehovah and ask for His help. Throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
After becoming inactive in my worship, I felt too ashamed even to pray. When I did muster up the courage to pray, an elder from the local congregation visited me. He helped me to appreciate that Jehovah had not given up on me. The elder suggested that I start by reading the Bible daily. When I did that, I gained the strength to return to the meetings. In time, I began to share in the ministry again. I am so happy that Jehovah never gave up on me. Eva.
How will the congregation receive me? You can be sure that members of the congregation will warmly welcome you. Rather than criticize or judge you, they will confirm their love for you and do whatever they can to encourage you.
I was embarrassed to return to the Kingdom Hall. I wondered how the friends would treat me. One of our elderly sisters, who was there 30 years ago, said to me, "Welcome home, son." That really touched my heart. I was truly home. Javier.
I went to the Kingdom Hall and sat in the last row so that no one would notice me. However, many began to recognize me from the days when I had attended as a child. They welcomed me and embraced me so affectionately that I felt an overwhelming peace. It was as if I had come home. Marco.
How will the elders help me? The elders will treat you kindly. They will commend you for your desire to rekindle the love you had at first. Revelation 2:4. They will mercifully help you to correct any mistakes you have made, doing so in a spirit of mildness. Galatians 6:1. The elders may arrange for someone to conduct a study with you, perhaps in a publication such as Enjoy Life Forever or Draw Close to Jehovah. Rest assured that the elders will comfort and support you every step of the way.
During the 8 years that I was inactive, the elders kept reaching out to me. One day, an elder showed me some pictures he had taken of us. They brought back so many wonderful memories that I began to long for the joy I felt when I served Jehovah. The elders lovingly helped me reestablish a spiritual routine. Victor.
He will make you strong. Our songbook, Sing to Jehovah, contains a number of stirring songs that can comfort and encourage you as you resume your spiritual activity. Consider, for example, the lyrics to song number 60. Based on the words found at 1 Peter 5:10, the song is entitled, "He Will Make You Strong." There was a reason why God brought the truth to you and called you from the darkness to the light. Within your heart, He saw the longing that you had to search for Him and practice what is right. You promised Him in prayer to do His will. He helped you then, and He will help you still. God gave His own beloved Son in your behalf. On this account, He wants you to succeed. If He did not withhold the gift of His dear Son, then never doubt He'll give the strength you need. He won't forget the faith and love you've shown. He will not fail to care for all His own. Chorus: With Jesus' blood He bought you. To God you now belong. So He will make you firm, and He will make you strong. He'll guide you and protect you, as He has all along. Yes, he will make you firm, and he will make you strong. To listen to vocal renditions of this and other Kingdom songs, go to www.jw.org. Look under Publications, Music.